And you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming.
We are back. Four Americans have died in Afghanistan just yesterday. So far this week, in Afghanistan, 17 Americans have died. It was just a couple of weeks ago that we crossed the threshold of 1,000 Americans have died fighting that war in Afghanistan. I appreciate that there are men and women who are still serving the cause of liberty. At least that's why many men and women are still joining in this voluntary army and waving the flag for some time. You know, patriots have been doing that for a while, and we have been trodden underfoot. We have been slapped around, and it's like now it's popular to be a flag waver. And this war situation, this third world war situation that we're talking about, some people may look at us over in Afghanistan and Iraq, that this in fact may be, is that fulfillment in prophecy enough, Dave?
Oh yeah, definitely. Ever since, you know, I got a map posted on my website in 1947, the UN, partition. It was a map showing the lines between the Arab states and the Jewish state. And so they've been trying to bring peace to this center of the world, ever since they established, Israel. And they can't do it. I mean, Bill Clinton tried to try to bring in the Arafat in with the Palestinian or the Israelite leader, and you know it's not going to happen until God gives the green light. And these people, you know, they go to Bohemian Grove, they go to all these satanic rituals, and there again, it's not being advertised on TV that you got these head people. Like the Bushes and the Greenspan and Kissinger and the list goes on and on, retreating to places like Bohemian Grove in California, and they actually worship in a ceremony called the Cremation of Care, and basically what the Cremation of Care is people don't care anymore. They don't care about nothing but themselves, and so in reality, care has been cremated. And here they do this whole ceremony of the cremation of care, and it's our neighbors, it's our friends, everybody we talk to about the truth. They don't care. And this is why they have a little ceremony in Bohemian Grove to rejoice that they have finally killed the people's care. You see, and this has been going on for quite some time. It actually has more news coverage now than it used to, but these people, they are sick. Of course, if you read the scriptures, it's been between God and the devil. And of course, if you take the devil out of the scriptures, then there would be no reason to have the scriptures anymore, because that's the whole reason for them, is to talk about the dark side. And what we're up against is these occult you know, these Moloch worshipers. And the same thing we're seeing at Bohemian Grove goes back to Moloch and the child sacrifice in the Old Testament. It's like, good grief, doesn't anybody see this in the scriptures? Everything we're seeing today has a tie to the scriptures. But unless we're ignorant of them, then we can't connect the dots. So there's all kinds of areas and aspects we can get into on a million different subjects.
I wonder sometimes, and I have asked, if somebody's going to be a member of the CIA, they need to wear a CIA button. If somebody's a part of the CFR, they need to wear a CFR button so we can see who they are, so we can understand. Because right now they're hidden right in front of our eyes in all kinds of positions in high levels of government across the country. We'll be back after the break. Hang on. This is RBN.
aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Attention all business owners, save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences, it's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
The time this morning, 8 minutes after the hour, this is the Morning Liberty Program. We've been taking it kind of slow in our discussion, but these details matter. And I have never heard it described as such. We're going to go to Mark in Texas in just a moment. And by the way, our phone number, 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. Dave, you were saying that a Zionist is a person or a nation that operates like the Nazis did, but wrapped up in Judaism? Could you make that more clear, and then we'll take the caller, Mark, in Texas. Go ahead.
Definition of a, if you look up the word crypto-Jew, then it's actually a double agent. And you could type in crypto-Jew on the Internet. It's a double agent. They on the outward, they hold onto their traditions of their Jewish tradition. But secretly, they adhere to mostly Catholicism, and this is right out of the encyclopedias you can look up on the Internet. It's kind of interesting that most commonly with Catholicism is the connection between what a definition of a crypto-Jew is. And so just basically a double agent, and they're all over the place.
So you've also been suggesting that America is still connected to the money people out of London, as well as the Vatican and the royal family, just like Israel is, correct?
Correct. I mean, the Federal Reserve was funding Hitler, too, during World War II. And we know the Federal Reserve has no connection to America. I mean, they do as far as some of the stockholders are concerned, but they all march to the same drumbeat. They can call themselves Zionists, Nazis, just any flavor you want, but they have to march to the same drumbeat. If not, then they get assassinated, they get in a car accident, they disappear. But the whole name of the game is deception. It's like that's why the Lord warned us of a wolf in sheep clothing. Well, good grief, he looks like a sheep. He is a sheep. Look at him. But he's a wolf. He's a double agent. The Lord is trying to warn us of these things.
Obama is one of these double agents. Shimon Peres is one of these double agents.
Correct. And you can't get to those high positions unless you are a double agent. You try to come up from the grassroots, and look how quickly the major media doesn't give you the time of day. You know, you stand up for the Constitution, you're treated like a villain. And so, of course, I mean, it's obvious who's in power. You can't go anywhere without getting the crap kicked out of you, basically, by bringing up the truth.
The IMF is the same people.
And it's funded by the U.S. taxpayer. They're the ones that are bailing out Greece.
In part by the U.S. taxpayer.
Yeah, in part, yeah.
But the IMF, it's the same people, just correct, with another coat, another covering.
Yeah. It's a cover. The wolf has a lot of different sheep clothing. And just because you take off one sheep uniform and see another sheep, you know, it's just like having a costume on. You could have a costume and another costume just to hide your identity. That's why the Rothschilds picked the shield, the red shield, because when the Romans went into battle, they would hide behind their red shield as they fought. And
I have to lobby Congress and see if they can make it law that if you can be a member of the CFR, you must wear a CFR button. Or if you are a CIA person, it's like, who knew, right? Pastor Manning in New York, who held a trial for Obama, he made it very clear so that people can publicly see it. That, yes, Obama was hired by the CIA to traffic whatever it was they were trafficking to the Afghans as they were fighting Russia. So, including Obama, just like George Bush Sr. Was working for the CIA. Well, Obama was working for the CIA.
Yeah.
Imagine another CIA man as president.
Well, in a way, they are wearing their badge because the Lord says, by their fruit you shall know them. I mean, when they vote against the Constitution and in favor of the Patriot Act that destroys all of our Bill of Rights, and we're like sitting on our thing, oh, I'm going to vote for him again because he's such a good constitutionalist, such a good person. The Lord says, look at his fruit. You know, he's a freaking wolf.
And now when you see, it's not a function of bailouts. That's what they're calling it, is bailouts. But in fact, the fascist takeover of the banking institutions in America, the fascist takeover of the auto industry, the fascist takeover of the insurance companies, of healthcare across the country, it's about, there you go, just like you said, it's a function of fascism. It's just like Hitler, just like another Hitler, just another happy soldier for the Vatican. Well, let's go to the phones. Mark in Texas, good morning, you're on.
Good morning to each of you.
Morning.
Thanks for the show. Yeah, it's like Bernanke said yesterday, it looks like the recovery's, you know, going well, but it's going to take a while for the jobs to recover. What that says is the financial industry has been bulked up enough with funny money, and you guys down on the bottom, you're pretty much on your own.
Yeah, he said in his statement that this level of debt is unsustainable, going beyond $13 trillion. In fact, I think Bernanke went on to say that by the time this year is over, that America will have reached in this national debt $13.6 trillion. And it's interesting, he said it was unsustainable. And I'm thinking, Mark and Dave, that's just the way they want it.
Well, it's kind of like you're driving a Toyota and the accelerator sticks and you figure it out 500 miles down the road.
Yeah.
You would have think they would have noticed it on the first turn, you know?
Yeah.
Now, you were talking before, I wanted to bring this up. I'm also seeing a movement that's being perpetuated by the talk radio mainstream media outlets.
Yes.
And it surrounds the, you know, vote the incumbents out, blow out Congress, all the other different, you know, cliches and names that they...
It's like that's the name they want us to wrap ourselves in.
Right. What they're doing is we all know that everybody's picking sides for World War III. We're seeing it. Don't know if it's going to happen, but you can see the primary effects taking place right now.
I could tell you through the Israeli news back in 2007, they've already drawn the line of who's going to be on what side of the war it is. I can give you the list right here. In fact, this is the quote that George Bush says World War III will start at Iran. October 20th, 2007, Israel National News, and this is the two sides. On one side will be Israel, United States, Britain, France, and Germany, and on the other side will be Iran, Russia, China, Syria, and North Korea. There you go.
I bet if you went to Vegas, they've already got odds picked on it.
Oh, my God. Well, Goldman Sachs, right?
Yeah.
Goldman Sachs. They are betting upon those very things. Imagine Goldman Sachs, within whether it was a couple of days, a couple of weeks, put insurance policies covering them in the Gulf area in case of any spill. Imagine that. Goldman
Sachs. What was it? Poindexter under Bush was trying to set up a thing where you could put make a wager on where the next 9/11 type attack was going to take place. Poindexter.
This is how they can get the all-seeing eye to sit on its capstone. Will be after World War III, like we talked about. The First World War was League of Nations. After World War II, United Nations. After World War III, we have the 10 nations of the 10-horned beast, the 10 toes of Nebuchadnezzar's feet. Will be the 10 kingdoms that will rise from the ashes after World War III. So this is why you got to have this massive war to kill 1/3 of mankind.
Yeah. Well, back to what I was trying to get onto with the vote incumbents out and the blowout Congress movement that's being perpetuated, like I say, by the mainstream media talk radio hosts. Guys, what they're trying to do is, I can't find the one here in the Metroplex that isn't a rabid Zionist that's behind a microphone. I mean, the flotilla was one instance. You know, Miss Thomas was another. I mean, I could go on and on. We're all Israelis now. Back when they invaded Lebanon, they all were suing this. But what they're trying to do is they've already got their folks, and it sounds conspiratorial, but it's not, guys. They've got all their ducks in a line. These replacements are all, most of them are rabid Zionists.
Well, Whitman, out of California, she's CFR herself. And she's using her own money. Imagine that, using her own money.
They're stacking the deck ahead
yes.
of time.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they want a civil war.
Attention. They have the attention of Americans in this game. But, you know, it's not going to change a thing. Not going to change anything at all.
And how much did Whitman spend on her candidacy so far? I forget.
$71 million. $71 million. Most
that
of her own money.
That is astronomical. How about we vote a dentist or a veterinarian in there? Are people this stupid?
Oh my!
Yeah.
Oh my! You want Dave to answer that question?
I think it was more a statement.
Yeah.
Guys, God bless
you. You know what? I wonder. And Mark, hang on a second.
Yeah.
I wonder, Dave, if their plan is one way or another to sucker us or sucker Iran or sucker Israel into a global war situation. And it comes down to treaties, right? America, we have treaties to defend Israel. Russia has treaties to defend Iran. And we have been hearing for the last several years, you know, what it may take for this war to take place, bringing Iran into the mix and Israel into the mix. Is like the leader of Iran. You wonder, who does he work for? I wonder if he works for the Vatican the same way Shimon Peres does. Maybe the same way that Obama does. And I wonder, I guess, Dave, this is my question. If that's what their plan is, what if some of us can say, nope, I don't think so. We don't have to follow your plan. You don't have to sucker us into a world war. We'll continue after the break. Mark, thanks for the call. Dave, we'll be back after this at RBN.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
Skanagoaga hau yau ine gai na wiahe Sego ho Skanagoaga
It is 23 minutes after. This is the Morning Liberty Program. Our phone number, 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. This next world war, Dave, you say it's according to prophecy. Some people say it is inevitable. And I wonder if we have another option. I wonder if we have another choice. And we take a look at the second advent of Jesus. Does a third world war, is it expected, is it required for this second advent of Jesus to come? And I think that there are people who on purpose would love to suck us into a third world war because that's a part of, well, that's what the Bible says. It had better happen. So let's go there and do that.
I mean, if people don't even believe the Bible, my goodness, they've been advertising it for years and years. We're going to go to war. I mean, you got Russia and China that signed a pact to defend Iran. And if the United States or Israel bombs Iran, then that'll drag Syria or all of them in. I mean, basically, the dividing lines I gave you is right off the daily news. And all I do is I read the daily news, and they're telling us the dividing lines of what's going to happen when we bomb Iran. This is what's going to happen. This is coming out of everyday news. You don't even have to believe the Bible. They're telling us all the time, this is what's going to happen if this happens. All I'm saying is, crack your dusty old Bible open and take a look. They're following the same script. Why? Why are they so concerned about having the peace treaty with Israel and the Palestinian Arabs? It goes right back to the 4,000-year-old hatred between Isaac and Ishmael, to the sons of Abraham. And now you're having the fight over Jerusalem, just as it was prophesied 4,000 years ago. So this war has been going on for 4,000 years. And you think we're ever going to conquer Afghanistan when no other country can? I mean, they're protecting the opium fields. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff we can get into. But, of course, if it wasn't for the illegal drugs that the CIA brings into this country, we wouldn't even have an economy right now. So underground,
you know, I see this very much. In fact, in the States, we don't get much of this news. You see it and post it, Dave. I see it and I post it at your site and my site, at morningliberty.com. The war and the hatred that is coming from this conflict between Isaac and that Ishmael. Posterity and Ishmael.
Yeah.
And that is Muslims and Islam, promising that they will take over and promising that they will continue to wipe out the infidel. And so we have become so wrapped up in, you know, Israel and Jerusalem and the Jews, that it seems like that has got us preoccupied with seeing, in fact, the conflict that is growing. In Europe, there are many communities, they see the Muslims move in, and the high birth rate, the many children that they have in those families. If we just allow those families to continue to have children by the very numbers of those who are Muslims, are going to take over countries by the vote.
It's just like, look at all the Congress critters who voted for the Patriot Act to do away with our Bill of Rights. Why do people call them Americans? They're not Americans. They are traitors. It's the same thing with the Zionists. You just can't take all of the Jews, because the Jews were rounded up with the 2% of the Zionists that were in bed with the Nazis. They rounded up and slaughtered millions of Jews. And, of course, if you look at the history of the Vatican, they've had thousands and thousands of Jews that were a block away from the Vatican, that the Nazis came in down to the Vatican, and the Pope knew all of this was, is even the papers and everything. I'm not making this up. It's very out there. But I got to post it on my website. But the Pope watched the tens of thousands of Jews rounded up right underneath his nose, taken to Auschwitz, where they were destroyed. And in fact, the word ghetto, was named from the Vatican, because they're the ones during the papal states were the ones that confiscated all the Jewish property, and basically they couldn't have any property rights. They were rounded up, put in ghettos. And that's where the word ghetto came from, was from the Vatican. So if anybody studies that huge part of 1,500 years, like Hitler says, Hitler was saying, look, I've been doing what the Catholic Church has done to the Jews for 1,500 years. And this is just heavily documented. Even by the, this comes right out of the Vatican. Is trying to cover it up, because they really can't cover it up, because it's so known to the world about this.
Well, but there's a lot of news that isn't being covered on those points. For example, in Iraq, and you know, we talk about the extremist Muslims, and the extremist Muslims are getting a whole lot of press. But in Iraq, the assault upon Christianity is just huge, and the main press doesn't go in there and cover those issues. We'll be back after this at RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Time this morning, 33 minutes after the hour. This is the Morning Liberty Program. I'm RJ. My guest is Dave Cleveland. I'm going to go a direction that may surprise you, but I think we need to cover. In your efforts, Dave, for years of connecting the dots, go ahead and give us your website address, Dave.
Okay, it's Holy Roman Empire Rule.
RULES.com. Correct. Holy Roman Empire Rules, RULES, .blogspot.com.
Correct.
And some of the material that you have offered is also available at morningliberty.com, including many free videos that are downloadable so people can examine the evidence themselves and then draw their own conclusions. I appreciate the research that you have done for years and years and years, and what you offer for free that people can download on your site and my site. I appreciate your research, and we may draw our own conclusion. There are some areas we may agree in, some areas we may not agree in. You know, all of that is okay as far as I'm concerned, but let me go here. Let's connect some dots. Harry Reid, he's a wonderful Mormon from Nevada. And this man, Harry Reid, was the man who helped to spearhead this healthcare reform. that became a bill that now is the law in America, right? Now we look at this Glenn Beck. You see, earlier you mentioned the deception of the whole thing. There's things that I have come to understand, participating with Restore America Plan, who knew, right? That, in fact, the Constitution may, in fact, be a part of a contract between the royal family of London and England and America that actually keeps Americans as subjects. So I appreciate the discussion about the Constitution, but our rights actually are stated in the Declaration of Independence. It's like we have no idea where our liberties come from. We keep talking about and wrapping ourselves in the Constitution, but you start dealing with statutes and color of law in the Constitution. Under the Declaration of Independence, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that all of us have a right to life, liberty, and our own pursuit of happiness or property. And so now we have these deception perpetrators, these people who know what they're doing, okay? They know what they do. Many Americans walk around like in a daze. We have no clue. As one day blends into the next, and then one week blends into another one, and our activities at work or in school or with our recreation is like often we have no clue where our lives are going or what we are doing. Well, many of these people are skilled at deception. So we can show Mitt Romney, right? Mitt Romney put in place health care when he was in Massachusetts. It's like a forerunner to the national health care plan, okay? Now we have Glenn Beck who keeps, you know, trying to persuade us to, yes, let's jump on the Constitution bandwagon. And I agree. In fact, the Constitution was designed to be the chains upon which would keep government in check. And they, in fact, have set the Constitution aside as they pursue now corporation law. And they have announced that you and me are subjects, according to this corporate law. In fact, the title to you and me, our birth certificates, they use it and sell it as we have now become the so-called collateral for the national debt. And you see, these lawyers, imagine these people being lawyers, they know what they're up to. This is being done by design. So these events are happening by no accident. So we have John Huntsman now, Mormon, was a governor in Utah, who is now the ambassador to China. Imagine that. Then Mitt Romney, the man who wants to be president. And I wonder, why does he want to be president? Because here's another man who has surrounded himself by CFR people. We take a look at the fascist activity by this president. Do you think if we had John McCain as president, if he in fact would be doing the very same things, because that those are the orders that they are getting from the top of this food chain? Then Harry Reid out of Nevada, and Brzezinski. It's interesting because Brzezinski, Dave, in fact, you sent me this notification. Brzezinski is scheduled to speak at BYU.
And no, he already spoke there.
Pardon me?
He's already spoke at BYU.
So he finished
in January.
Speaking there.
Yeah, he was there in January.
There you go.
Yeah, they just hail these demons around. I mean, you just open up a monster can of worms when you start talking about the Constitution, and then we get into contract law, because in order for the lawyers and that to get rid of our Constitution is by us signing a contract.
Under contract.
Yeah, for instance, why would we need to beg the government for permission to pack a gun when it's a God-given right, and then everybody runs to the state and says, oh, give me permission, man. Man, give me permission. It's a God-given right, I agree, but I need permission from you to pack a gun. Well, this is like burning the Constitution. Why would somebody want to say our rights come from God when we run to man and says, oh, I know it's lip service is what they're doing.
Lip you service, know? Yep.
And it really makes me sick.
They know better.
It's the same. It's so hypocritical. It's like we're not supposed to say a prayer in school, but hey, when we have natural disasters, hurricanes and earthquakes, it's okay to pray. And then the news encourages everybody, please pray because of the destruction of Mother Nature. But as soon as that's over with, that's the hell with God. We don't need him in our lives anymore. Is that hypocritical or what? But everybody does it. Everyone.
It blew me away when you showed me the picture of Bush, President Bush, meeting with the president of the Mormon Church, Monson, and in front of everybody's eyes, they participated in the Freemason handshake so that everybody could see it. And I wonder, did they make sure that everybody could see it by accident or by design? And what does that mean if, in fact, the Clintons can stroll through a Mormon temple like visitors, or the Bush family, or are they in there participating in ceremony that most of the people have no access to? It's like there's so much more there, Dave, than people are even aware. And in the congregations of this institution, on a regular basis over the pulpit, talk about fascism, people are told, excuse me, the thinking has been done, just do what you're told. And what's amazing is, right, 13 million people can't be wrong. They've just become accustomed to just doing what they're told. The point is, their people now are in very high positions, ready to take over in these new fascism levels of government, the fascism levels of religious institutions, and it's like probably more able than most, you and I, could participate in this conversation. If Gorbachev goes and speaks at BYU, right, this university that has now been proclaimed as an official UN university, and then Brzezinski comes in there and Bush comes in there and Cheney comes in there, oh my gosh, what does that say about these institutions?
Well, it's like when I went back in 92, I was at BYU. I just went in there and they had a humongous booth for NAFTA and GATT. And I sat there, and I was very outspoken against it. In fact, at the time, Ezra Taft Benson, the president of the Mormon Church, at the same time, he was crying for how our Constitution's being destroyed. And then, as I brought that up in the local ward in the church, they basically relieved me from all of my church duties because I was being active about speaking out for the Constitution. And so Ezra Taft Benson, here he was, the president of the church, and people treated him like garbage, you know, when he was talking, defending the Constitution. And it was like, good grief, you people don't even, anytime there's any kind of truth at all, they don't care about the truth. The majority of the people, they just want to, you know, be popular, have lots of money and please the flesh, and it's just a club.
See, with real life experience, Dave, you and I have seen it. And for me, it's not about attacking any one denomination. It is not. That is not where I come from. If I see this kind of activity occur in the Catholic Church, and I have listeners who say that they have seen it among the Baptists and others, it's not about a religious institution. I think within, for example, the Mormon Church, there are probably many people who follow Christ. And yet, within the institution, there are huge connections to Freemasonry. You think, I think among their hierarchy, among their 70 or among their 12 or among even its president, that there are Freemasonry connections, Illuminati connections, globalist connections, fascist connections.
Yep.
Others have connected these dots, but I think it's important that we recognize this because it's a part of the fabric, I think, of what we see happening in front of us. There is no accident that Harry Reid from Nevada helped to shove down our throats this healthcare law. And Glenn Beck is up there with this flag parading that agenda. And, you know, I appreciate it when he speaks about the truth. I really do. But if, like, he conveys 80% of the truth and he slips in his 10% lie, his 20% lie, like his denial of FEMA camps across the country, his denial of any complicity with 9/11, and I'm thinking probably where he stands, I have seen it in media, have friends there who have told me on a regular basis. Well, heck, I think he's under contract now for $300 million, right? And I'm thinking, You know, if somebody paid me $300 million, would I pretty much say what they want me to say? And if he will not, then they will find someone else who will. So
Don't forget about Karl Rove, LDS, Good Mormon Karl Rove. You know, he has, Glenn Beck has all of these guys on his show that voted for the Patriot Act. Destroy our Bill of Rights. He has them on, and all of a sudden these same characters are now for the Constitution when they voted to destroy it. These people are very hypocritical. You got to really be careful because you live in a great age of deception.
And I think they will gain mileage for their agenda by jumping on this bandwagon for now.
Well, remember that the Lord said in Revelation, he says, the devil deceiveth the whole world. Did he leave anybody out? The devil deceiveth the whole world. Now, how did he do that? Well, it's pretty easy. All you have to do is look around. And there's lots of wolves in sheep clothing, and they're everywhere. But just because...
I remember the first time you and I came together. Oh, my word. And I saw your shelves filled with evidence that just people don't see. That you and your world have been connecting the dots for years and years. And in this Mormon neighborhood, Dave, where we live in this valley, for example, there is a micro-broadcaster who puts RBN up, and he was shut down about a week ago. And RBN has now been silenced in this valley, in Eagle Valley. And there are many institutions, right? We talk about the attack on the Internet. They would love to bring the Internet down in order to keep discussions like this quiet. And I think in this neck of the woods, this institution controls all politics, controls all religion, controls all schools. And just try to get out from its control and the people that are in place, the people in high positions, the people as governors, the people as senators, the people within the school districts and business, just try. What's interesting is with that control, there are bohemian groves here. There's bohemian groves at the top of this state, bohemian groves at the bottom of this state, bohemian groves at many locations across these Rocky Mountains, bohemian groves, in fact, that are, beneath in the basements of some of their most holy sacred sites. So these people, in fact, who look really nice by day, are very devilish at night. They wear two hats. Their deception is very real.
Well,
and their impact upon this country and their impact now across the whole world is just huge. And who knew? Who knew?
And, of course, in Ephesians, it talks about how spiritual wickedness is in high places. I mean, that's why we have a hard time getting any righteous people, because look who controls. I mean, it all boils down through when you read scripture and history, we always get the leader that reflects the majority of the people. And, of course, the remnant has to suffer. And it's because of the wickedness of the people. And that's why the things are in the condition that they're in. It's like back in when Obama signed the hate crime bill, for instance, and then the Mormon Church came along and says, well, homosexual rights is, we're going to uphold the rights of homosexuality 2 weeks after Obama signed the hate crime bill because the church doesn't want to lose their 501c3 tax exemption status. And so their God is money and keeping their buildings, just like all these corporate churches. That's why they're all incorporated under the 501c3. Because God is now not the head of the church, it's now the IRS, it's the state, because now they have the power to pull their license, and now they owe property taxes on all their buildings, and the list goes on, and they'll put them right out of business. And so who is their God? Mammon. That's why Jesus says you have to serve God or Mammon, and look what their loyalties are to. It is to their buildings, it's to their property, it's to their wealth. This stuff is pretty simple to figure out if you just connect the dots.
This discussion for me is not about attacking any religious institution, but it is an effort to take a look at the truth of the matter. It really is. And in this neighborhood, in fact, Dave, we risk our lives even having this discussion. And there are people outside of this area who have no idea. But we see this happening in our backyard. And for me, it is personal, because I am a part of the families that came here in 1847 and settled these areas, and we now see their people in high places, and many people do not understand their deception. But they are not the only ones participating in this deception. For example, if Obama does resign, as this general has asked him to, if Obama steps aside, because we all know that he, in fact, was not born an American, then we have Joe Biden next. Joe Biden. And Joe Biden is connected. He is to these same institutions, to the same organizations, the Illuminati, the CFR, the Bilderbergs. And can we escape it? And this Third World War, if it comes about, when it comes about, the whole intention isn't to have global war, but to bring about the Fourth Reich, as you had mentioned. We'll have 4 minutes when we come back from the break. This is the Morning Liberty Program at RBN.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
From the hands it came down, from the side it came down, from the feet it came down, and ran to the ground. Between heaven and hell, a teardrop fell in the deep crimson dew.
We're back. This is the Morning Liberty Program. Thanks for tuning in. I always have a good time picking up rocks and turning them over, looking to see what's underneath turning back the curtain, letting some sunshine in on these subjects. And these are some things that Dave Cleveland has been talking about this morning that people generally do not understand. I think America right now, we are in a lot of trouble. And Dave, I understand, as you have been sharing, that a lot of these things that are about to occur are all a function of the fulfillment of prophecy. And I don't know that I'm really in any race, because that's what they want us to do, for us to go into another world war, you know? And I wonder if, as Americans, I think we can make a difference to the kind of country we are, the kind of people we are. If we, in fact, can make a difference the same way that the people of Nineveh did, relative to prophecy, and I look at the Old Testament, New Testament, those kinds of things. But you're saying that you see prophecy, in fact, being fulfilled every day, and that this global war is going to happen, because, after all, that is what prophecy says will happen.
Well, you know, I've talked to these veterans that fought in wars. They've always told me there's no atheist in a foxhole. All of a sudden, you know, if God doesn't get your attention when times are good, well, maybe he'll get your attention when there's bullets flying over your head, and then you're saying, I'm not in control of my own life. And a lot of times this country has strayed. We're so morally gone that the only way throughout history to clean this mess up is a revolution and blood like Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson couldn't believe that we would go 20 years without not having a revolution, because he understood history. He understood the nature of man. And we booted God out of everything, and like I said, then when we need him at our time of need, then we say, oh, now it's a good time to pray and ask for his help. And it says in Psalms that the Lord will laugh at our calamity, because we laughed at him during the time of good times. We turned our back on him, and we need to get our lives right back with God now, so when the crapola hits the fan, that he will come to our aid. But if we go to him at the time of disaster, like it says there in Psalms, he will laugh at our calamity and he won't answer our prayers because we didn't listen to him. So now's the time to repent, turn back to him, so when we do need him, he'll be there. So we got to do everything we can to uphold righteousness.
I'm thinking that for George Washington, this may have been prophecy, and it used to be in the history books, where he was visited by an angel and shown the history of America, including a final war, in fact, where red armies come into America. That America, in fact, gets invaded by communist armies from the Pacific coast and from the Atlantic coast. And there are people who are saying, well, yeah, it's prophecy. So there you go. It's going to happen. There's nothing we can do. And I think there are many Americans who take that position, and therefore they are not engaged, because they just expect it to happen anyway.
Well, how do you have hope if you don't have any faith? You got to have faith. If you don't have any faith in God and what's going on, then you lose hope. And then you just don't care and you just die. And then the hope that lies in with God. And if you give it faith and hope, then he'll reveal you the truth.
Dave, thanks for joining us this morning.
You bet. We'll talk to you later.
And your website again?
It's holyromanempirerules.blogspot.com.
Okay, thank you. We'll come together again. Is that all right?
You bet.
Okay. Stay tuned. Next is Bill Carnes, right here at RBN. I'll be back tomorrow with John Bailey. Next week, I've got Ralph Epperson and Bjorn Rafto out of California, Bob Chapman. Have an awesome day. I'll see you tomorrow. With